What's his name?
I call him Skila.
His expression remained hard, his lips pressed into a fine line while he watched her work. The man needed to relax. Do you enjoy pulling Poseidon around, Skila? The name suited him. Even though she'd just met him, his owner seemed as full of himself as one of the Greek gods. She straightened and stopped petting the horse. What was this guy's name? Most owners introduced themselves, but he hadn't, and with his surly attitude, she'd forgotten to ask. I'm sorry. I neglected to ask your name? He cleared his throat.
Darcy. William Darcy.
His name rolled off his tongue in a dark, rich voice that sent a tremor through her. After a couple more scratches, she patted Skila's neck. Did you want the x-ray to start, Mr. Darcy? The gelding pushed on his owner's shoulder, and Mr. Darcy put a hand to his nose.
Could it be anything else?
He rubbed the gelding's head and straightened his forelock.
What's the treatment?
I doubt it's anything else. Arthritis in the knee can cause problems, and occasionally the pointing to take the pressure off the joint. But it's not swollen, nor is it warm. As for treatments, she bobbed her head back and forth. We have several options we can discuss once we confirm the problem. The man's unusual whiskey-colored eyes shifted from her back to his horse. He stroked the full length of the gelding's nose before shaking his head.
I want a second opinion first.
Her eyebrows rose, and she took a few steps back. What had he expected her to do? Either he wanted a simple answer, or something she could fix right then and there. Unfortunately, no miracle cure existed, and pushing never helped in these instances. He could haul the horse over to Hillside and let them take a look, unless he wanted to pay the fee for the vet to drive out. Okay, then. I'll get the invoice ready for today's examination. Once you have unloaded, go see Lydia at the front desk, and she'll help you check out. He's a beautiful horse. I hope you find the answers you're searching for. But if you need us, don't hesitate to call. We'll be glad to help you treat him. Mr. Darcy nodded his head. She lifted her hand. Have a nice day. Once she was inside, she walked straight to the large treatment room and sat down on a stool in front of one of the computers. Crap! She muttered at the sharp prod to her butt. She stood, yanked the hoof pick out from her back pocket, and slapped it onto the counter. Why did she always forget about that thing? After she sat back down, she punched the exam code into the computer and hit save so Lydia could pull up the invoice at the front desk.
Was he as big a douche as Lydia said?
Lizzie spun around and leaned against the counter. Yeah, a massive douche. I suppose he knew Dad, but hadn't realized he'd retired. She glanced over Mary's shoulder into the next room. How's Henry? I finished right when you came in. He's unhooked from anesthesia and sleeping it off on the floor. Lizzie lifted her eyebrows. You lifted him off the table by yourself? Mary was no weakling, but Henry was a chunky 75 pounds of awkwardly long basset hound. She should have called for help. He wasn't too bad. I promised I engaged my core.
Why'd you engage your core?
Asked Chase as he stepped through the swinging door. I lifted Henry from the table after his dental. Chase peeked into the room where Mary performed the cleanings.
He's gotten too large for you to do that by yourself. We'll have to persuade Mrs. Shaw to put him on a diet.
He set a file down beside the computer and gave Lizzie a shove to move.
Deputy Collins brought his service dog to see you.
He snickered as he began to type.
You're welcome, by the way. Because nothing was wrong with that dog, and Collins was extremely disappointed to be stuck with me.
She cringed and shuddered. I don't know how many times I have to turn him down before he listens, but Collins makes the client I just had seem easy in comparison.
The man with the horse? He looked every bit your type. You know, tall, dark hair, striking eyes.
Major stick up his ass?
Ooh.
Chase crinkled his nose.
How big? Like a twig or a full-blown sequoia?
Lizzie joined Mary laughing, then leaned against the wall. I'll give him some credit, and say a sapling.